Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is March 22nd, 2015. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and I think it's like maybe 30, 40 degrees out in New York time. Yesterday, only thing I know is it snowed. First day of spring, and it snowed. So go figure. My thing is, who pissed Mother Nature off? I hope, certainly not New York, I hope. Anyway, how are you this morning, my family? I want to thank my archivers. I want to thank my people in my chat room, my email people. Thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show family. Before we talk about today's topic, it's going to be a juicy one. Let's get into the basics. You know we have a home. We have a Facebook home, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Come be a part of it. Like us. Tell us what's going on in your life when it comes to making, saving, and having fun with money. Again, you know we have the free e-books out. Just email me at cheapcheetahyahoo.com about the free e-books. E-books for purchase, we have the Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, the Best of Cheap Cheetah Money Show Part 1, which covers the first 2 to 3 years of me doing the show and all the people I interviewed and the topics I covered, which a new one should be coming out very soon. And my real estate diary, which consists of looking for property in the New York City area, the highs, the lows, and the daggone it. So it's kind of a fun read. All these can be purchased either on Smashword, Amazon, Kindle, or CreativeSpace. Or you can contact me, cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I'll let you know where you can get the book at. If you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about or would you like for me to put on the show, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I'm always looking for people to come on the show to talk about saving, making, having fun with money. I'm also looking for products that you would like to let my people know about. If you have a commercial that you would like for me to put out, come talk to a sister. I'm always looking for sponsors. On that note, today we're talking about fantasy. And get it out your mind. Get the clean your little mind out. We're not talking about those kind of fantasies. Okay, we're talking about money fantasies. Because the first thing when people say fantasy, they go to the left. We stay to the right. Okay, so money fantasies. We all have them. Okay. Today we're talking about non-frugal fantasies. Okay. As I said, we all have them. Food, housing, relationship, family, travel, fantasies. Today we're talking about non-frugal fantasies. So, say your great-great-great-great auntie, okay, for instance, that you never really met, left you $50,000. Great-great-auntie was loaded. She left you $1 million. What would you do with the money? Okay, if you know your bills were paid, your debt was paid, everything. Here are some of the things that came to me through email about this, what they would do. Here are my personal things, what I would do. So let's just relax and just talk about fantasies. Sometimes you got to get away and just think, what if? So today is a what if day. So what I would do? Let me get this straight. What I would do with $1 million, okay, first of all, I make sure it's real, okay? After I wake up, I would buy a condo in Vegas. I love Vegas, okay? I would invest the money, and with a condo in Vegas, I could visit California and go to Grand Canyon. I could do all the things I want to do. I would gamble within moderation, and then I would just travel. With $1 million, you can do that. After everything's paid off and everything's cool and everything, yeah, I would just get me a small, inexpensive condo in Vegas and just travel. One person said they would have 1 to 2 week maid service and live off the grid in a self-sustaining estate with separate housing for each family member. Okay. I can go with the maid. So I can go with a maid and basically a private chef. Can't you go with a private chef? Excuse me. Sometimes you just don't want to cook. Sometimes you just want to come home and say, you know what? Let somebody else do the food shopping. Let somebody else do the cooking. Have somebody come in. They make you the four-course meal. You have company over. The person's there. They're cooking. I can go with a private chef, too. That's one of my money fantasies, to be able to afford a private chef, not for 7 days a week, but maybe twice a week. You know, let them cook up a batch of stuff. And you know how we do, put it in the freezer and keep it moving? Some people donate money to charity. Some people eat prime rib with all the fixings and have an $80 bottle of wine. Would you spend money on a really nice restaurant? I guess if you had it and it's just that one-time thing, because don't let a lot of restaurants fool you. You know, we four-star, we five-star, and you go in there. And you've seen it on TV, because I know I've seen it too, where the portions are so small. It's like a scooper, scooper, scooper. But when the bill comes, the bill is so big, like you and your partner and maybe two other people, you sit there and you have a scoop of something. Yes, it may taste good, and yes, it may be the right portions. But, hey, we greedy. You know, we like big portions. So you eat the scoop, you enjoy it, and then next thing you know, the bill is big. The meal wasn't big, but the bill is like $300-$400 for the scooper. I don't know. I just, personally, I can't see it. I'd rather take that money that I would have spent on a fancy restaurant and buy some groceries and invite some people over, because for, say, the meal is $300, you could take $300, go to a grocery store, invite a whole bunch of people over, and have a really nice meal where you don't have a scooper. You get a nice portion. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Fantasies. These are what some people's fantasies are. And to donate to charity, yes, I totally agree. They will come like third or fourth on my priority list. You have to give back. That's just, you know, if you've been blessed with such a great amount of money, you have to give back. And let me tell you, really, the reason I wanted to do the fantasy thing, because within the last, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you've heard about all these lottery winners, $118 million, $130 million, $50 million, even $1 million. And I'm always curious, what do these people do once the novelty is worn away and now you have your check in your hand? What are you doing with this kind of money? So I figured, let's fantasize for the day. Let's have fun. It's Sunday. We relax. We cool. And let's have fun and just talk about what if. Okay? What if some people will remodel their house with solar panels and travel? That seems to be the big thing now, solar panels. You've seen them, they're up on the roof where it's, they attach them to your roof and you, and the sun, I guess, gives you electricity and everything like that and energizing, it saves an electric bill. Solar panels ain't cheap, okay? A lot of people do it. I'm not too familiar with the whole concept of using solar panels for your home, but they're supposed to be very good because you're getting your energy from the sun. So what happens when the sun is not shining? I guess there's an alternative to that. So a lot of people say they would get solar energy panels for their home. Some people say they would buy a new Cadillac Escalade and turn that into a two-door Escalade and be the only one in the world with it. Okay. Some people say they would buy a private island and stock and put artists to see what they do. So they would take a private island and they would fill it up with different artists and see what they come out with as far as their creations. Okay. Some people say they would buy a Malibu house and a private airline so they can say hello, beach, and goodbye airline check-in and security check-in points. I can see buying a private airline just for that. When's the last time you went through security at the airport? It's crazy. Depending, and you know what? If you notice too, it depends on what airline you go into. Like, I always fly JetBlue because I'm a JetBlue queen. Sometimes JetBlue was like, okay, they'll do the security, you know, you take off your shoes and you do whatever, and they're kind of cool with it. Sometimes they want to pat you down like you're America's most wanted. So it just depends on who you get. And then that new thing where you go through this little tunnel and they screen you and they look at your whole body, I don't know about you, but when I go through security, I feel naked. I feel like you see my whole body, or my big breasts, and you just see everything under my clothes that I can't conceal because it's right there for you on the screen, and now a stranger's looking at me naked. Maybe that's just my hang-up, but I hate security check-in. When you take off your shoes, it's a bit much. So I agree. I think if I could afford it, I would buy a plane, not just to have it on call. When I want to fly somewhere, I call them up. Where do you want to go? They take me. I call them just like a taxi service. Okay, and that depends on how much it costs. I know, because it can get pricey, but sometimes not to go through customs, sometimes, damn it, it's worth it, especially if you're rolling like that. Some people redo a card that was given to them for their 21st birthday by their parents. A lot of people like the old cars, the classics, and a lot of people buy classic cars. I guess if you're really into cars, it's really good because you can get money for them when you resell them, depending on what kind of car, how much money you put into it. I've seen some nice classic cars because I go to, like, the classic car show that they have in the summertime and in the spring here and within my boroughs and stuff. Nice. I'm talking about cars. You wouldn't even think about seeing or knowing about unless you went to, like, a classic car show. If you ever get a chance, you need to go. You'd be surprised at what the cars look like back in the day. I'm like, there's nowhere near what they look like now. Some people say they will retire and take a long, deserved nap. Because some people, with that kind of money, you have choices, okay? Even if you don't have $1 million, I always tell you, save your money, live on your basics, make sure you pay your food, shelter, make sure you provide for your children, make sure you have a basic car to drive up and down. But all the luxuries, if you don't really need it, put the money aside, because when you have money, you have power. And I'm not saying power to do evil stuff. I'm saying you have choices. You have choices if you want to continue working a job that you may not no longer want. You have choices where if there's an emergency and you got to fly out of town right away, that you don't have to beg, borrow, and steal to get an airline ticket. You have choices if, God forbid, somebody's sick and your insurance doesn't cover it, and you have to come up with a lump sum of money in order to do a procedure to save someone's life. You have money. You have choices. Without the money, you don't have choices. Okay? And that's what I always tell you. You have to have choices in the life, and sometimes money makes it easier to make decisions, where if you didn't have money, the decisions would be really stressful to make. And I'm not saying keep have your whole life just to be money. I'm just saying the life has to have a balance of enjoyment, of savings, of doing the things that we have to do because we're responsible people. You have to have a balance, okay? And my priority with you, with your balance, is to make sure that you save so that way you have choices. So, getting back to fantasy, somebody will buy a fast food chain and give away the food for half price or free. That's a good idea. Buy a fast food chain, which is going to cost you a pretty penny, and you will give away the food for free or half price, which means you bought a fast food and you're losing money. Okay, maybe half price on one day. Not every day, but maybe half price on one day. And that depends on how much you spent for the fast food chain. Buy a pimped-out motorhome and hit the road. Send money to the children and parents and to the ministries. Okay, so you would buy a pimped-out RV and go cross-country. I could do this. I can really do this. Can't you? Can't you just hit the road and just wherever the road and the wind takes you, you go. You're free spirit. You just run around and do what you want to do. Everybody's paid off. You know, you feel good about yourself and you see the countryside. Yeah, I could do that. I could definitely do that. And what else I can do is let you hear from my sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you from our sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. We're on fantasies, money fantasies that you have if you, say, have $1 million in the bank, or say if you have, you hit the lotto for $10 million. We're just talking about fantasy. We're relaxing. We're talking about, we're just dreaming. The what if scenario today. This is really good, and I kind of agree with this. One person said, I would buy enough congressmen and senators to have this super majority vote and take our country back from the banks. True. Okay, I can see that. I can truly see that. Somebody else said, my life would not change. I'm living my fantasy already with the money I already have. And I can see that too, because to live your fantasy really does not take a lot of money. It's a state of mind, which basically that's what everything really is. It's a state of mind. So if you're healthy, your family's healthy, you have a good job, you love your job, you enjoy your friends, you hang out, you go travel, you do things that you want to do in life, and you're doing some of the things maybe you don't want to do in life, but you're doing it anyway. If your life is totally complete, then you're living your fantasy. You're living and doing the things that you always wanted to do in life. And God bless you, because I'm all for that. You know, you make do, and you do it out, and you just do it. You know, because we only have one life, and we need to live it. And we shouldn't let money or anything else hold us back from that. Yes, I do preach to you, save that money. I do preach to you, it's all about having power with money and everything. But also, there's a balance to that. You know, if you're happy and you're content, who am I to say what your life should be, you know, with more money. You know what I'm saying? So just find your balance. Find your balance. And hopefully it's with money. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about money fantasies and some of the things people would do if they had abundance of money. Not crazy money, but a couple $1 million maybe. Even $1 million would be good. Some people would upgrade their health insurance and pack from bare bones minimum coverage to premium. So they would up their health insurance because now they have bare bones insurance and they would get the premium package, which is understandable because you always need a premium package when it comes to health because health is so damn expensive. It's ridiculous. Some people would walk around, random people, and just hand out $50. Remember that guy? I don't know if you know the story. I think they called him something Santa Claus, and he was going from state to state because he made his money in real estate, and he was going from state to state, and he was just handing out $100 bills to people to a point where he almost made it like people were always looking for him, and he would put on his Twitter, I'm going to be this place, and I'm going to be that place, and people would be looking for him, and he would post $100 bills in places, almost making like a scavenger hunt kind of thing. So he made it kind of fun for people, and people, their reward was they would find a $100 bill. Remember that story? And they finally found out who it was, and they asked him, why did you make like a scavenger hunt? Because he said because he was very fortunate, and he made his money in real estate, and he just wanted to give back, but he just didn't want to hand you the money. He just wanted to make it fun. And he made a lot of people, there was like, if he said, okay, I'm going to Central Park on this day, and this is what's going to happen. So you had like so many people out in Central Park looking for these $100 bills that he's tucked away in different places. So he made it fun, which is a kind of cute way to give to people because, you know, you give him something to look forward to and you're making it fun. So what the heck? Before we run out of time, I want to talk about next week. Next week, we're going to have a guest. Yay! And it's Chris Kennedy, and he's going to talk to us about self-publishing profits. When it comes to e-books and books that we self-publish, we want to know, how do you do it? How do you make money from it? And can we have the desire to continue making money from our books that we self-publish? So he's going to talk about self-publishing profits next week. We look forward to that, and we want you to be a part of it. So join us next week when we talk to Chris Kenny about his book on self-publishing profits. Now, what else are we talking about? Money fantasies, okay? Helping to fund people businesses, okay? And find elderly and sick and make their lives better. Some person would help to fund people businesses and help the sick and elderly have a better life, which I think that's commendable. And if you notice, some people pay off the relatives' debt and get a summer place in Alaska, a winter in Hawaii, and teach the homeless life skills. That's good. Have you noticed a pattern when I've been talking to you about this? Some of the things people would do with money, and a lot of it is giving back to people. It's helping people. It's not, okay, I'm going to buy this big mansion, I'm going to buy this plane, I'm going to buy this all these 50 million cars, and the heck with you. A lot of it's giving back. It's a lot of it's sharing with relatives and strangers and stuff. Giving to charities, giving to their religious organizations, you're giving back. And I thought that this is really commendable because if you think about it, okay, let's close our eyes for a minute. Let's really think about it. Close your eyes, bear with me for a minute, and think. You've won $5 million, okay? After Uncle Sam takes everything, you come home with $3 million. What do you do with that kind of money? Fine, you pay your bills. You give to your basic mothers and your fathers, and you know, you give to your relatives, and now you're left with say $2.5 million. What do? You want to invest some? You want to save some? You want to buy some luxuries? What I find most people do has reading and stuff, books and everything like that. They just get stupid. I'm sorry to say they get stupid. And when I say they get stupid, I mean you have $5 million, okay? Uncle Sam takes some of it, so he's generous enough to leave you with three. The next thing you know, in 4 years, 5 years, I'm reading that you broke. Why am I reading that you broke? Because the simple fact that you went out and bought stupid stuff. You bought a McMansion, you know daggone well you can't afford. You went and bought cars that you know daggone well you can't afford to keep up. You went and gave people money that wasn't deserving of the money. But who am I to say how to spend your money? But you're broke in 5 to 6 years, and you have $3 million. Okay? People have $10 million. They broke. I just don't understand it. So my thing is, even if you come into $50,000, yes, it's nice to have fantasies, but let's talk about being practical for a minute. Do the things you need to do with it. Yes, put maybe a couple $100 aside to do something that you really want to do. Invest the rest. Give some to family and relatives and tell them that's it. There's no more. Don't look no more. This is over. And then keep living your same lifestyle, if it's not crazy. Because that's the worst thing you can do, is get a lump sum of money and be broke in 2-3 years. That makes no sense unless it's a medical issue and you have to pay a lot of money for medical. Certain things is okay, acceptable. But to win $5 million, come home with $3 million, and be broke in 5 years, that to me is crazy. And maybe it's me. I'm just very fascinated with people who win the lotteries or win big money, and then they go broke. I can't understand that to save my life. Maybe you can explain it to me. If anybody who knows anybody who's won a lump sum, explain it to me. How are you broke in 5 years? You do foolish stuff with your money. Yeah, I know. You know, it fascinates me and amazes me all at the same time. I'm saying, if you come into some money, I mean, even if you come into $50,000, do stuff wisely with the money. Because I always look at, when you come into money, it's a blessing, and it's also could be a one-shot deal, meaning that you may get it one time and that's it. So you better devise a way to use it wisely so that it keeps on giving. Like if you invest it, it keeps on giving with dividends. If you put it in the bank, it keeps on giving with that little bit of interest the bank giving. If you put it in the business, it keeps on investing with hard work and you building up the business and making it better and better and bringing more money. So put it in something that is going to give you a good rate of return. If you invest in real estate and you rent out the real estate, you have rental income, or if you take it and flip it, you have money. You put in money, you get more money out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's just if you come into any kind of money like that, yeah, put a little bit aside for the fantasy, but don't take the whole thing and make it a fantasy. You know what I'm saying? It's something we dream about. It's something that we want to do. But in all reality, let's get realistic. Priorities come first, and fantasy comes later. You know, so... You know, I preach to you all the time about that because it just amazes me. I don't understand. I really don't understand how people have won all this money and they are so broke. Okay? I'm going to give you a little short story real quick because I got it like a minute and a half. I did know someone a while back that I used to work with. I may have told you the story 100 times. I'll tell it to you again. Her aunt won a lotto cup. About 10, 15 years ago, she won for $6 million. She gave her daughter, her niece, which worked with me, $1 million, and she gave her brother and sister another $1 million, whatever. Anyway, the one that worked with me was telling me that her brother, who got $1 million, which came out to $700,000 after Uncle Sam took some of their money, was spending like crazy. He had a $30,000 wedding. They bought a McMansion in Maryland. He started a carpet cleaning business, and this was like maybe about 10 years ago. So right now, I bet you if I speak to him, I bet you he's broke. I bet you he's broke. $700,000 is a blessing. It was given to you. It was a gift. And he went buck wild on that money. So I know right now, if he's still living in Maryland, I know he's broke. Because you buy a McMansion on $700,000, no. The upkeep. You have to look at the upkeep. You start a carpet cleaning business. I think that's true. So I just it fascinates me, but it just I don't know. What I'm saying to you people in the last couple of minutes is, if you get a lump sum of money, be smart about it. I don't care if you get $25,000, if you get $50,000, whatever the amount is. Yes, have a little fantasy, but be practical with the money, because you may never know when you're going to get that kind of money again. That's all I'm saying. On that note, I've been preaching to you enough. We'll keep the fantasy going. I'd like to thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Keep your mind on your money on your mind, and I will see you next week. I love you, I appreciate you, and save that money. Until next week, folks.